opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome back. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here on the 3rd of January, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National, thank God it's Monday.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, really?
The first Monday of the new year. Okay, and good morning.
Celebrates new beginnings and a fresh start, which is what New Year's is all about.
Yes, it is. Hey, I think that's an attitude.
Well, it's going to be. And 2022, my friends, is going to be great. It's going to be so much better than 2020 and 2021. So, hey, what's the weather look like,
honey? Well, good morning, everybody. And it's currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 49 showers and breezy today with our highs of 49 and overnight lows of 47. Tuesday calls for about 90% chance with showers on 51. Tuesday night, 100% chance of rain. So just bring out the rain gear, folks, with our overnight lows of 46. Wednesday calls for rain and patchy fog with a high of 52. And Wednesday night, chance of rain and the patchy fog of 46. Thursday, chance of rain again, so just get it ready. 54 and Thursday night rain as well as Friday. Now, Ashley, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. Our good friends, it is a veteran-owned business in Anderson, have been our weather sponsors for the years here, and we do love them, and they do a fantastic work. Ashley, you've got an update on some wind advisory or something that's happening. Yes.
The wind advisory went into effect about 7 minutes ago, and will go through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. With all of the heavy snow we have on those trees, especially in the mountain areas, we are expecting trees and branches to come down on power lines. That means a lot of power outages throughout the mountains over the next 24 hours.
Okay. Yeah. The snow is still out there. You still need chains when you're going on 44. Or snow tires on all four wheels of four-wheel drive as you're heading past Eskimo Hill going east. We were in 9-degree weather this weekend, and up in Antelope Creek area where Antelope Fire was, and it's amazing to see the devastation of the of that area up there. And but they're logging this now. They're taking those trees down, and which is going to clear out all that area up there. And when it's replanted, it's going to be done in such a way that you don't have 50 trees in a spot. There should be 10 trees.
Well, because we did a little, not a snowmobile, but we took an ATV and we went out and, our friends have a vast area of acreage.
Well, and 640 acres.
Around there.
Yeah. Plus, and it's all open around.
Yeah, and then across the way. And so, well, we went across the way and went into deeper into the forest. And it's interesting when we talk about, and we're driving from Redding and through the pass going through Mount Shasta or to Mount Shasta, you could see that when we think about the trees burning down, in the visual we hear burning down, but it's not like they're down. I mean, you'll see some of what they're doing to clear, but the problem, and I don't really know the solution, and perhaps, you know, with our guest, maybe he has some kind of solution. Or
Tim Garman's our guest. We're going to get to him in just a second.
But let me just finish my thoughts here.
Right.
That the trees are still standing, but they're burnt. So they have to have the experts come out and put an orange circle with the ones that are staying, or no, an orange circle are the ones that they're going to down, and the red tag are the ones that they're going to keep. And that is done with our friends on private land. That the Forest Service doesn't do. They have to pay for that.
Well, the Forest Service is not doing anything. It's just the ones on private property out there.
So
they're going to clear all that stuff off. In the forest land, BLM land or National Forest, they're just going to stay there. And when they do, they become tender. So it's It's incredible. And the however, we'll post on Facebook a part of that drive we took.
Yeah, it's like I said, you're looking at, in fact, you know, we've been going to this location with our good friends, and it's just such a blessing to be able to do that every year. I just count it every year like it's even more significant to me. But, when you go someplace and you have your, key places, there's a name I'm trying to pull up off my head, Carl, help me, when you have spots in the area where you say, oh, we're right around the bend from that.
Landmarks.
Landmarks. Thank you. I just couldn't pull it up. And so the landmarks of what we usually go through are, we couldn't identify them.
That's true. And maybe our guest, Tim Garman.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tim Garman, of course, is running for supervisor in the recall project that's going on right here.
That is right.
We're going to learn as much as we can about Tim. But I think one of the questions we're going to ask is, can a supervisor do anything to help prevent damages? But first we're going to find out who you are.
Who is Tim Garman?
But we're going to do that. We're going to take an early break and we'll
early
be right
break.
Back.
Okay.
All
this
right.
portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, who just announced that, Jeff Fink is going to be kicked upstairs to executive director of the whole thing, and Matt Mosley is taking over Cornerstone Community Bank as the president.
Wow.
And the chief operating officer.
Okay.
There. It's going to happen June 1st. That's big news for over there. And
yeah.
Cornerstone Community Bank's been here for 15 years and getting ready to open up their fourth branch down in the Anderson area here this month. So Cornerstone Community Bank, learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They hit the ground running and they've been helping people move their dreams forward. Ever since they opened. We'll be right back with Tim Garman.
Good old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 248-246-YMCA or go online to smymca.org.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. The first Monday of the new year, the 3rd, 7:16 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite.
That's right, Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County. He's a vocal local supporter, veteran owned and run business. In fact, Mike, if you're listening this morning, thank you once again for having the flagpole installed and surprising Carl. So I had the gal, the people on who own the flag store on Hilltop and
the Flag Center.
Yes, and Mike and listened and did, you know, it was just an absolute beautiful surprise for Carl. If anybody who watches Facebook or has listened to the show knows that it's been great. But anyway, so Estate Granite, these are the kind of things he can do. It can create a fire pit, help you with your barbecue,
kitchens, bathrooms.
Just all of the above. So Estate Granite, give him a call at 241-STONE.
We're here with Tim Garman, who's running for supervisor in the recall here. Tim, tell us who you are.
Good morning, guys. I am 54 years old, been in Shasta County for the last 20-plus years. Grew up off of Jellies Ferry Road in Red Bluff, so the North State is home. Five kids, three grandkids. My wife and I will be celebrating 25 years next year. So life is good. No complaints with that. And I'm a retired roofer. I had a 3D surgery some years back. It went from bad to worse to really bad, and should have lost my leg, but it's still here.
Did you come off the roof?
No, it was an old football injury. They went in for a minor surgery, ended up with a staph infection.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was complication after complication.
Yeah.
A years-long process to get over that, but that ended the roofing career.
Mm-hmm. So you have five kids and
three grandkids. Yeah, three grandkids.
Pretty great picture of your family here.
Thank you. Not sure which one you're looking at there.
I think it's on your website.
Well, I am on that you were Happy Valley Union School District board president.
I am still the board president of Happy Valley Union School District. That's correct.
This has come up a couple of times, and I'm really fortuitous you came on. What exactly can a school board do and what it can't do?
Yeah, it's always an interesting question that I get. And basically, the school board's position and all our job should be is to hire a superintendent and let the superintendent run the school.
So you all hire the superintendent.
Absolutely.
The Judy Flores in the Shasta Board of Education doesn't.
Nope.
That is
a school board's position to hire a superintendent.
No, I didn't know that.
And then from there, the superintendent will take care of hiring, firing staff from there on down.
Right.
If there's complications, it always comes back to the board. But there, it starts there. That's where it should end if you got a good relationship there. That is number one job of the school board. Obviously, we make the decisions on the dollars and whatnot. That all comes back through us and where money's spent here or there. And budgeting, but that's...
So you do the budgeting also?
Yeah. You have your CBO who does all of that, and then you approve it all. You suggest changes.
So the school board throws a bigger punch than I thought.
Yeah, the school board does
what
have
some... What can't you do?
Oh, that's... And I get different feedback from time to time, because one of the things we did do, Carl, is we went ahead and got proactive and said we will not force these kids to have their vaccines to come to school. We were told we can't do that.
All right.
Okay, we did it.
Okay.
And any fallback?
Not yet, because it hasn't become mandatory.
Yet. What can the state do? Can they withhold funds?
They could withhold funds. They could close us down. They could come after us personally as board members.
Wow.
Okay, legally, and the sheriff could come out and arrest us. And
I don't see that happening.
I don't either, but that's some of the stuff we've been threatened with.
Okay.
Okay.
The stand you took on this, because you've had COVID.
Yes.
Yourself.
Yes.
On not having the children in the district.
Yeah.
Vaccinated. Where did that come from? I mean, because obviously you all agreed on it.
We did.
For most of you.
Yeah. Well, we want it to be a choice. Well, none of us are anti-vax. Don't
right.
take this the wrong way.
Good.
Okay. But this is so early on in the vaccination of what this is, and it's proven to not really be all that effective in stopping the spread of COVID. And with children, it's 0.0003% of the kids are going to have a problem with COVID or die from COVID. You can have, excuse me, just that bad of a reaction from the medication, the vaccine.
They've got a better chance of being killed in a car wreck.
Or drowning. Or there's a whole list of things you can go over. But.
Well, Tim, okay. So you've said is in your school district, Happy Valley, kids can either be vaccinated or not. It's up to the family.
Yep. That's exactly what we have
left, you left it up to the family.
Yep. Which is where it should be, the family, the doctor. Because the doctor knows best. Like in my situation when I had COVID, I was recommended to not take the vaccination because I have so many autoimmune issues as it is that my body reacts to different stuff in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a danger for me to take it, but yet I get railroaded all the time. How come you didn't take the vaccination?
Well, it's
they don't know my medical history.
It says in one of those articles that you and your wife have, it just clearly points out, maybe it's in some of the things, but this is by a certain writer. That you guys have diabetes once, so I would, is that correct?
No, we run a type 1 diabetes support group.
Oh, okay, there's a difference.
Yeah, okay, it's called Children's Type 1 Diabetes Support Group. You can find us on Facebook. I was messaging with somebody yesterday on that page.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we message people all across the world. Okay, and the reason we do that, we have two daughters who are type 1 diabetics.
There you go.
Okay, we've been doing this for about 15 years.
Okay.
Okay, I have four of the five autoantibodies that cause type 1 diabetes. They're not sure why I'm not. I've gone to San Francisco every 6 months for the past 8 years, involved in a research trial study about a drug that may prolong the onset of type 1 diabetes. That's how you properly study a medication.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
That's so interesting in its own right.
It is. That's a whole other topic.
Wow,
for another
it sure
day,
is. But, yeah.
Well, and you know what? And because diabetes has become type 1 has become a real problem with kids.
Yes, it's a major problem.
It's a major problem, as is suicide and the things that have happened in the last 2 years because of the lockdown.
The mental health.
The mental
Absolutely.
Health of kids. Did you take that into account?
We did. We did, because you hear these horror stories of the mental health with these kids.
Of the lockdowns and the isolation.
All of it. Not being able to see their friends at school, the whole package.
Yeah.
And then what Trinity County just did, since we're on this topic, is their board of supervisors wrote a letter to the state saying we don't have proper internet service up here to have these kids be segregated, where if you're vaccinated, you can come to school. If you're not, you have to stay home and homeschool. They don't have the internet capabilities to do that. So they took a stand. The supervisors took a stand to help the school.
Did they get a response back?
I haven't heard yet.
Okay. Yeah, see, that makes sense. You know, this is really a good idea if you're in our area or the LA area or other places with the robust internet, which we still don't have in our Northern California.
Yeah.
But especially in Weaverville. Because that's spotty.
Well, even areas
about
of Shasta County the same way.
How about Hayfork?
Yeah, Hayfork,
right.
Our friends.
Hayfork, they still say smoke.
When their line is busy, we know that they're on the computer because
yeah.
they
for four
dial
hours.
Up.
Yeah, for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Tim, if what do you see? Let me put it this way. What do you see are the biggest concerns facing Shasta County?
Carl, that changes day to day.
Well,
you hear different things, and... you guys, I'll start with the fires you guys were mentioning earlier.
Right.
I think that's a hot topic in everybody's mind, no pun intended. They're devastating, and every year they're getting worse and worse and worse. We need to log our forests before these fires, thin them out a little bit. If you go back to 100 years ago when they first were building the lookout towers, look at the pictures, you'll see this forest that is a little spotty. Okay, it was more of a natural forest. What we've come to do is allow the forest to grow, and it's tree upon tree upon tree. There's no room in between. So these fires are just taken off, and they're gone.
Oh. Okay. I got it.
Allergies, guys.
I know. Hey, I'm going through it right now. That's why the paper towels are here in front of me.
Wait, I thought it was the phone.
I thought your phone was ringing.
Turn that phone off.
Okay. No, I got it. No. At one time, we used to have park-like settings. Now, as we were talking about earlier, you've got 50 trees in the same spot.
Yeah,
so what can Shasta County do? I mean, for Shasta County.
I don't know, Carl, until I get in the office to find out what the responsibilities are as a supervisor, if you can necessarily go in direct CAL FIRE or you know, because there's so
thinning
many
areas of our own.
We have to thin our forest. We have to thin them one way or the other. Because if we don't thin them, the fires are going to.
The thing is, it seems to be between Shasta County and the city of Redding, we ought to be able to build a fire break.
Well, that yeah.
Somewhere around
go up
here.
Canyon Road.
Okay.
From 273 up past the casino there.
Yeah.
You'll see off to the left where the homeless used to camp. They wouldn't clean that out. It makes a world of difference. If we could do that, even along our road edges, we could at least stop these fires from spreading that happen from a drag chain or a flat tire that rubs on the road.
All right. And as we know what happened in the big, you know, the car fire, it was a chain drag.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry, it was a tire. A tire. Yeah. And the guy tried to get it, put it out.
Yep.
It totally wasn't his fault.
Yep.
We can go into why we think it spread from there. Okay, that's one. Okay. Conditions of our forest around here in Shasta County. What's another concern you have?
A budget. Budget's a very big one. We need to do a forensic audit, find out where our money's at and where it's gone. It is going to be a big undertaking. We have a lot of positions that are paid way more than they should be. We probably have positions that are paid less than they should be. So it needs to be gone through department by department and cleaned up and figure out where we need to make changes.
Would you support zero-based budgeting?
Yes.
And can you explain to people what that is in your mind?
That's you're not budgeting to save your millions of dollars each year. You take your budget, you spend it, basically.
And then at the end of that, you go back and say, this is what I spent it for.
Yes, it's all accountable.
And it's all accountable. These are, you know, because I know there's numbers of positions that aren't filled, yet the money still comes in the department.
And
it's usually
big positions.
Usually on budgets, they just add on more from last year instead of going back and saying, what did you spend your money on?
Yeah.
Because there could be some shifting.
There could be. There probably is.
So are you saying that the books of what a particular department is not available for the public to see?
I don't know that, Linda. I haven't looked into that completely.
Okay.
I know that this should be public record, so it should be available.
Right.
But I know that each department, you compare some of the numbers from the department heads to compare them to L.A. County, and we're making as much, if not more. And our county is not that size. We need to compare. It's like we do with the school board when we're doing negotiations with the teachers or whoever it is, right? You're comparing apples to apples, not apples to bananas.
Yeah.
Right? Because we can't pay as much as Enterprise School District in Happy Valley. We still have the amount of funds.
So but you get paid by student.
Right, because you get paid by student, right? So you don't have the dollars aren't the same. So we're not going to be able to pay as high as a salary as some other school districts can. We often lose teachers to Enterprise. But it should be the same thing at the county level. We shouldn't be paid the same as L.A. County. We should be the same, maybe match up more like Butte County or other like counties that are our size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people talk about the cost of doing business, and that we do have, and our administrators are paid well. But if you are looking for an administrator, you have to kind of match what the other counties are paying, right? I mean, you can't say, okay, here's a job that we've been paying $150,000 to, so this year we're only going to pay $120,000. When that person leaves, or can you?
We can.
Okay.
It might be a challenge to fill the position. You may not be able to do it that way, but you have to try. You have to look in there and see what we can do. It's going to take some hard knocks to get it back to where it needs to be. So there could be some changes.
Okay. All right. We're here with Tim Garman, who is the school board president of Happy Valley. And the Happy Valley school board says, no, we're not vaccinating. And what about masking?
We do mask.
Do mask. And you want to leave it up to the parents, and you're not
absolutely. It's parents' choice. Parents and doctors.
I'm just kind of paraphrasing. Yeah. You're not anti-vax at all.
Nope.
And even though now people who are talking about letting other people make their own choices about it are now kind of being lumped into the anti-vaxxer group.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well,
Yep. Well, I guess
because people need to some people need to put people in categories in order to think that they understand them.
Well, they need to silo people.
Yeah,
I think. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Tim Garmin because I have numerous questions here, and I want to get all these in. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Start your year off great. Go in there, see Rebecca and Henry. Look at a great selection of jewelry they have at very fair prices, and start your year off perhaps with a diamond. They've got one down there. You said six carats. $60,000.
For all your jewelry needs, really, they can replace batteries. You know, hey, this is the time to be able to take your stuff in and get it.
Start your year off with fresh batteries everywhere.
Yes.
2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you've ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. Yeah, the boys are back in town. 7:34 in the morning here on the 3rd of January, 2022. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, with the beginning of the year,
yes,
you need a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k.
Or your insurance.
Or your insurance, especially on your insurance. Give Judy a call. Things change in California from day to day. Have an expert give you a free review and evaluation of your financial assets and your investments. Judy's been helping people since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call, 221-0441. We're here with Temp Garmin, candidate for supervisor in the recall here, and we've talked about a little bit about him. A couple of the problems he sees facing us, of course, is, you know, fires every year, budgeting at the county. And the next one is?
I want to talk a little bit about some community engagement and trust. Because I feel like right now part of the reason why I have decided to run for supervisor is there's a lack of trust between the public and the supervisors, the board of supervisors. Try to bridge that gap, bring that trust back to people. And the way you do that is you get out there in the community, you talk with people, you meet with people. And at the supervisor meetings, you pay attention. You don't just sit there and look at your phone or stare straight ahead. You actually look at the people when they're speaking a public comment. Hear them. If they took the time to come down there and speak, you need to take the time to listen.
And they need to be heard. Okay.
And they want to be heard, they're not going to go away.
Right.
So hear them, right? We may not always agree, but we need to respectfully hear each other and have a conversation, no matter what it is.
Well, let's talk about some of those meetings where horrible things were being said.
Terrible
things were being said to the supervisors.
Yep.
And nobody should have to take abuse.
That kind of verbal abuse.
Like they did.
Carl, they shouldn't. And when I've been going to these meetings the past 3 or 4 months, I've seen every supervisor take that verbal abuse to the point of asking myself sometimes, what am I getting into? Because that's going to come my way next, right? There's no doubt about it. But the bottom line is these people are upset. Okay, you see it on both sides. It's not just one group of people attacking one supervisor because they've all been attacked by the other opposing group, so to speak.
Everybody's had their time in the barrel.
But the problem is what I see is I see these supervisors sitting up there, and I'm still looking at it from a citizen's point of view as I'm in the audience, and they're not really wanting to engage. Okay, they're trying to sit behind the desk, so to speak, and do what they're doing without listening to these people. And I think that happens both ways. People want to be heard, and we need to hear them. And if you do that, I think you can do it in a respectful manner where hopefully at the end of the day, it's a little bit better of a relationship between the folks that are coming to the meetings and the board members.
Well, you know, when you're in the court, let me just say this really fast. When you're in the courtroom, there's a bailiff.
Mm-hmm.
And people that get out of order are removed.
Yep.
And you will respect the position of the judge or the jury.
Absolutely.
And or the courtroom. And now we've become like a food fight, flung for all.
Would you support that if somebody is in the attack mode and talking?
Oh, absolutely.
You have would you support having them removed?
If it got to that point, yes, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I would.
I absolutely would.
You don't want me in the Board of Supervisors.
No, but I wouldn't just say you're out. I would say, hold on a minute. Hold on. You know, if you can't bring it down, then you don't have a choice. But you. These people want to be heard, and they have a right to be heard.
Well, and you're absolutely right, and that's the, you know, we hire our supervisors. Okay. Then listening to the community, showing that you're involved with the community. The community was upset because the Board of Supervisors was following it was not objecting to the mandates, yet they weren't enforcing the mandates. So where was the anger there, in your opinion?
Rephrase that for me, Carl.
Okay. Well, the mandates were coming down from the state, saying you will do this, you will do this, you will close your businesses, you will do this. But the Board of Supervisors did not support the sheriff or the chief of police going out and giving citations to people, which they never did.
Never did. Never has been avoided.
So, okay, here's the mandate, but we're not going to close down our restaurants. We're just not going to say anything.
Yeah.
So how would you handle that? Because when they come through this time, like you said, every child will be vaccinated. Every child will wear a mask. What happens then, I guess?
Well, we're going to see what happens probably really soon because there's going to be some money coming through the streets attached to it. that basically say you take this $17 million or whatever it is, and you have to follow mandates until 2026.
Yeah, uh-huh. I saw that. The new CARES money coming down. Yeah,
yeah, and it's like whatever mandates they come up with, okay? And I would say take your money and just take it back to Sacramento. Okay? I don't want strings attached. I know when you get money coming in, a lot of times it's earmarked for certain things, and that's one thing. But we're not going to sit there and give you all this money and say you it's all yours. However, if you don't follow the mask orders or whatever mandate we pass down next, you have to return the money.
So
that's not freedom, people.
So just don't accept the money.
Don't accept the money.
That is something that happened with that I will just mention, and if you become supervisor, your area is going to be, and you're going to be attending a lot of events, but that's what happened with Cascade Theater. They have monies given to them from government. And that's when the mask mandate, they have had death threats. Now that is, my heart can't even wrap around
it. They were told you have to show your vaccination certificate to get in.
Yep.
And it was horrible, the things that happened. And then they were just
traumatized,
told by their bosses,
and traumatized.
Well, they shouldn't be threatened because of that.
Of course not.
And that's another issue you have with an employee. You may be an employee at a store, and your boss is saying you have to enforce this, and then people are going to come in, they're going to threaten that person, which is wrong, just as wrong as well. This whole thing has turned ugly.
Yeah,
it has. Well, then how do you see? Here's one of the things: if I could give a gift to America, and I'm hoping that you could if you were elected, is for everybody to take a step back, take a deep breath, and talk to each other.
Yes.
And not get into what we've gotten into. How would you calm the waters, Tim?
Just by getting people together at the table and talking. We've just got to come together and have a chit-chat. Okay? And listen, honestly, listen to what they want to say if they don't agree with me, and hopefully they will listen to what I have to say if they don't agree with myself. And then we can compromise, perhaps, if whatever, not to the point where we give up constitutional rights, but you want to bring people together. We have to work together. We are being trained, in my opinion, to divide. Okay, we are such a divisive country right now, and you can see it all the way down to this county level.
Oh, sure.
And we're completely divided. If we don't stop this now, it's going to continue to get worse, and it's going to I don't know what's next. It's terrible.
Well, what would be next? I mean, we've had,
well, you're already seeing these death threats and everything else. What is next? Is it going to be somebody actually taking that retaliation or taking it to that point?
It needs to be dialed in.
Okay. At some point, somebody's going to snap. They're going to be over the edge with this, and it's not what any of us want.
Okay. The Board of Supervisors is 5 votes. Joe Comente's already said he's not running again.
Yep.
We've got the second, of course, under fire. The third is
Larry.
Mary Rickard. She comes up for election, I think. Patrick Jones in the 4th district. And now we have another election in June for the 5th district.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had all those people on already, and we'll have them on several other times. It takes 3 people to pass anything in there. How do you handle it when there's animosity on the board?
Well, there's going to be. We're all not going to agree all the time, okay? And that's with our school board. It's the same way there, too. There's been times when I've been the only no vote, or I'll be the only yes vote, okay? Mm-hmm. But you have to get along. You still have to work together. And trust. I think this is where it goes back to the trust issue. We need to trust each other that we each may vote differently, but do we have, honestly, the best? Do we trust that individual is speaking the best for their people in their county, or are they putting their efforts to Sacramento or somewhere that's not involved with the county? I think that's the issue we have right now. We need to know that people trust each other.
Okay.
They want to better the people of our county, first.
I think that's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Tim Garman, who is running for county supervisor in a recall district. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's among the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services. In several of their categories, they receive 4 out of 5 stars, and they're working back up to their 5 out of 5 stars for attack heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacement. This is very, oh gosh, I could go on for a half an hour about what Shasta Regional Medical Center has brought to our community. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
But these are my roots, and this is what I love. 'Cause everybody knows me, and I know them, and I believe that's the way we were supposed to live. I wouldn't trade one single day here in small town USA.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi, while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
And good morning,
Carl and Linda Bott.
39 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be shower. It's going to, we're going to have showers and a breezy morning. Our day will be, our temperatures are going to be around 49 with our overnight lows of 47 with, showers and breezy again once tonight. I guess Ashley did say there was a wind advisory,
now
going
through,
on.
4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Alrighty.
Okay.
We're back with our guest.
Tim Garman, running for Board of Supervisors in a recall election. Public safety.
Public safety. We definitely have a problem there, don't we?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we do.
Yeah, that's why I think we see a lot of people leaving the county.
Yeah, we've seen a handful of people, personal friends.
Yes, I've had family and friends both leave this county, and my parents who live just off of Gillette's Ferry Road, still the place where I grew up, are moving to Iowa next year.
Okay.
This year, now.
But it's not necessarily Shasta County, as it is not, just California.
It's a California problem.
Yeah.
Okay, Shasta County seems to be worse in some areas. If you drive to other towns, it's bad here.
Okay.
Okay, and I was almost in that group. I took this last summer, and I went up to Idaho, and I was working part-time up there to see if it was the place I wanted to move to. That was kind of our plan, was we'd go up there and check it out. If we liked it, we're going to say, bye-bye, California. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, Shasta County. They don't want your problems anymore. And you go up there and you realize they have their own set of problems.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? Everybody does.
Everybody does. And no matter where you go, you're still going to end up with some problems.
That's it.
Okay, so then we said, all right, well, what is the best option? What can we do to make change? Well, let's get more involved.
Okay.
And here we are.
With the public safety.
With the public safety, you've got two problems. You got the homeless on the street. Okay, the homeless, the ones that are truly homeless, that just can't afford their rent. That's a different story than the vagrants that are on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think that's where most of our crime is coming from. We need a better detention facility that can hold more beds. Okay, we got to keep these people off the streets. And this has to be tied into mental health, because you have a major mental health problem with these people on the streets. And we've got to provide somehow there has to be some kind of a connection between the detention facility and a mental health facility, where it's either these people are arrested, they're going to go to the one or the other. They're just not going to go right back to the street. And that's what we have now. You've seen stories where people get arrested for stealing a car. 8 hours later, they're doing it again. I can't even fathom how that's even possible. But it shouldn't be, right? We laugh at it, but it's, in all seriousness, years ago, I had a relative who got arrested for stealing a car and spent 3 years in Folsom Prison. He has never committed a crime since he's been out. You know, so I don't know. Life is different.
Well, so the way we fix that is a new jail.
A new jail, absolutely.
So
more jail beds.
Would you support a tax?
No.
Okay. Just to build a jail.
No, if you throw another tax out, you're going to see more people hopping their cars and take the turn to Idaho or Texas or wherever else. We have to stop with the taxes.
So how would you do that then? How will we build a new jail?
You're gonna go through the budget and find out where the dollars are, and we're going to build a jail.
Okay.
It's something that needs to be acted upon. It's been talked about over and over and over again. It's time to stop, because we're losing our people in this county, and the more we lose, the less tax revenue we get. We have to find a way to pay for it, and we will not raise taxes.
So you believe that there's money in the budget to build a jail, $60 million. How much do they cost? $60 million or $80 million to build a jail?
Could be more by the time they actually get to it.
Right. Could be, because we're talking, even if you had the money today, it's going to be 5 years.
Well, the other thing, Carl, is money's cheap right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a way you do it with that, too. I don't know. That's where they got to get in there and look at do a forensic budget or a forensic audit, find out where it's all out and what can we take and how can we make this work.
You're running against Leonard Modi,
mm-hmm.
and you think he should be replaced.
I do.
How come?
Well, I don't know him personally. I've never had a conversation with him. Okay, but I will tell you, from the district that I live in, District 2, I've never seen him. Number one, he doesn't get involved with his entire district. He has his parts he must go to, not our area. Okay, so there's number one reason there. And number two, you go watch these meetings, and he literally doesn't pay attention to the people that are speaking. I think when you're in office for too long, you lose. I think when everybody becomes an elected official, they have ideas, they have this zeal to go in there and let's make the change, let's make this a better place, how I want to come in here and bring the community together.
Nobody goes into
it with bad intentions, right?
No.
But you get in there, and over the years, you realize, well, I did this, but I really wasn't able to do that. You just become depressed, or I'm not trying to put words in anybody's mouth.
No.
But you get to the point where it's just you don't have that same fire for the position, and then you get to the point where you just kind of just sit back and you're just going with the flow.
So you think the bureaucracy of the county, when I say the bureaucracy, the people who work there, has a big impact on how a supervisor can do their job?
Sure.
That they have been doing this the same way for 20 right. years.
Right. We
how, do you how do you change that entrenched bureaucracy?
Don't know. You try. You get people together. You try. We have to change because we don't change. It's just more and more people are going to leave. And we've got to bring this full circle.
Okay.
We got to get the trust built back up.
One of the things that people talk about and complain about that I've heard about for 14 years, 12 years that we've been on the air, is the permits and building cost and all these things. Have you heard? And you used to be a roofer, okay.
I'm going to start with your permits because I've been out in the public this last week really heavily talking to different people. I'll stop into the store here or there in the district. Almost the common theme is permits. I was out with Zog Fire victims last week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were speaking about getting a permit to get their well turned back on, their power pole. Okay,
uh-huh.
And they were told, no, you have to wait 2 weeks. And then, well, we have $120, just please give me my permit. No, you have to wait 2 weeks. And then, no, you have to wait for the FEMA money to pay for it. No, I want to pay for it myself. Why are we fighting to get the power back on when it's just, I could go on and on. Then you hear other people just go apply for a general permit for a roof, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It takes you forever to get the permit. You're in line forever. It takes forever. Anything bigger, it takes a month to issue something. It's terrible.
And you know what I've heard from everybody that comes through is they will get that group together and try to make it a one-stop shop. You come in there one time,
yeah,
and boom. I mean, they don't come back with something else. I've heard this for 12 years. Tim, I'm still hearing it.
Well, let's
how
hope.
Can you fix that?
That's a great question, Carl, but we're going to work on it, bud. That's yeah. all. I mean, maybe I won't well, no, be different at the end of the day, but I'm going to try.
I would ask everybody that. You know, I
hope
and
so.
I do. I ask everybody yeah. about the same questions
yeah.
on this. On things that are entrenched. Okay, here's another question I ask. How about having one of the board meetings or having board meetings in other parts of the county?
Yes, that should happen.
Okay.
It absolutely should happen. And not only that, we should also have board meetings at different times of the day. They shouldn't always all be at 10 o'clock in the morning. They need to be spread out differently so different folks can attend those meetings.
So you have evening?
Some. Not all of them. I think it needs to rotate through where you have some morning and some evenings and even some different locations. We need to – that goes back to your community engagement, right?
Okay.
When you only have a certain amount of people who can make your meetings, you lose out on the other half of the population.
You have a tremendous amount of time left, 2 minutes, and that's a long time.
Okay.
To talk about – what you want to do for our county.
Okay, let's talk about 2A a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because you were talking a bit earlier about the permit issue. Well, it takes yeah. forever to get a concealed weapons permit right now as well.
Yeah, they're backed up.
Terrible, and that shouldn't be the case. Legally, we have the right in this county, the sheriff has the right to even say we can open carry. We're less than 200,000 people. So the Constitution very directly states that we are allowed to bear arms. So I definitely support the 2A. I would even hopefully at some point talk to the sheriff and have a meeting with him and say, hey, I would be okay with an open carry. I absolutely would be. But in the meantime, before you get there, let's at least streamline this process on these CCWs. We can't take this long with that.
And I think Mike is in the process of doing that right now.
Yeah.
Working especially on the process.
Yeah, it's the process right
it
now.
It's all a process, right?
Yeah.
The bureaucracy is terrible. It takes
right.
forever to do anything. And I do want to really quick, if you guys don't mind, is I have a fundraiser dinner
oh, yeah.
coming up this Saturday. If you don't mind, I'll give that a little plug.
Of course.
Absolutely.
5 o'clock the 5 o'clock on Saturday evening at 5400 Happy Valley Road. It's the Happy Valley Community Center. There's going to be a fundraiser dinner, tri-tip chicken and the whole dinner with that. There'll be auction and raffle items. It's $25 at the door. If you really want to know who I am, come on out there, and I will make some time to talk to you. And I'd appreciate it.
Okay. We've been here with Tim Garmin. Tim, thanks a lot for accepting my invitation. We're trying to have everybody on, and I've tried to reach out to everybody
good.
That's running. So, you know, especially this month because the election is going to be February 1st.
Yeah, ballots are getting mailed out today.
Are you still in the your own district?
No.
Really?
Yeah, they moved me out of the district.
But that's okay. You can still serve.
I can stay on the school board.
That's right. And you can still serve.
Absolutely.
Out the rest of this if you do win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if you really like it, you can move into the district again.
Or run for District 5.
or run for District 5. So
how can people get a hold of you? You have a website?
I do. It's garmanforsupervisor.com.
All right.
Okay. And then they can call me, 530-357-4200.
Tim answers the phones. Tim answers the phones.
Thank you for being on with us this morning. Yeah. And our next guest coming up at 8 o'clock is, of course, the first Monday of the month is Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Let's find out what's happening with our team over there with their new downtown store.
And thanks again, Tim, for being with
us. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Allowing extra Pfizer shots for children as young as 12. Boosters already are recommended for everyone 16 and older, and federal regulators decided they're also warranted for 12 to 15-year-olds once enough time has passed since their last dose. The post-holiday travel woes continue. Wintry weather combined with the pandemic is making it hard for air travelers to return home from the holidays. Travel industry analyst Henry Hartevelt says bad weather in Chicago over the weekend only compounded the issue of staff shortages for airlines.
We are having a series of problems that result in cascading delays and cancellations, making air travel right now an exercise in frustration.
The tracking service FlightAware says over 1,700 U.S. flights were canceled as of this morning. Meanwhile, a winter storm is blanketing streets in and around the nation's capital, closing government offices and schools, and grounding the president's helicopter. Verizon and AT&T have rejected a request by the U.S. government to delay the rollout of next-generation wireless technology.
In a joint letter to the Transportation Department and the Federal Aviation Administration, the telecommunications giants dismissed concerns brought by U.S. airlines that a new 5G wireless service could interfere with aviation electronics. However, the CEOs of Verizon and AT&T also wrote that they were willing to accept some temporary measures over the next 6 months to limit the service around certain airport runways. The 5G rollout is scheduled for this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead by 65 points. The NASDAQ is up 133.5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there is no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-670-5450 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-670-5450. That's 800-670-5450.
Sudan's Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok announced his resignation Sunday. BBC correspondent Emmanuel Lagunza reports there was violence on the streets of Sudan's capital prior to the announcement.
At least two people were killed in the Khartoum's twin city of Omdurman. And we are also hearing reports of hundreds who have been injured. And this happened also last week when six protesters were killed and hospitals were really overwhelmed by the number of people who had either suffered gunshot wounds or had suffocated due to the fire gas that was fired at them by security forces.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in a Sao Paulo hospital for tests after experiencing abdominal discomfort. A Brazilian government statement published by the global media outlet said Bolsonaro is doing well. News and analysis at townhall.com. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's tested positive for COVID-19. Is experiencing mild symptoms while quarantining at home.
In a statement Sunday night, Austin said he plans to attend key meetings and discussions virtually in the coming week to the degree possible. He said Deputy Secretary Kathleen Hicks would represent him in appropriate matters. Austin said he last met with President Biden on December 21st, more than a week before he began to experience symptoms, and he tested negative the morning of that day. Austin said he was fully vaccinated and received a booster in October. He said he requested a test Sunday morning after experiencing symptoms while at home on leave, and given the result, plan to remain in quarantine for 5 days, per guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
South Korea says a person who crossed the border into North Korea on New Year's Day was likely a defector who had slipped through the same heavily fortified frontier in the other direction in late 2020. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Happy New Year! Yeah, it's the 3rd of January, 2022. Don't be writing 2021 on your checks, though you will.
Yesterday.
You wrote 2020 yesterday? Well, yeah. You know what? You know, on January 1st, my New Year's thing.
What, you resolution, say resolution.
My resolution in 2021 was never mention 2020 again. Well, now, for 2022, it's going to be, I'm not going to mention 2020 or 2021 again.
Idea. Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's going to last until today.
Not because you want to, but because
there
was a garbage fire.
It was a garbage fire for 2 years. And you know what? And as the military's found out, when you're standing in garbage fires, it has a effect on your body. 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley, is that wind advisory still going?
That wind advisory started around 7 o'clock this morning. It will be running through overnight, and that means because we have all of the snow in the mountain areas, and a lot of those trees are being weighed down, 45-mile-per-hour winds, at least in the valley tonight, more in the mountains.
Okay.
Snow-laden trees are going to be coming down on power lines, so be prepared for power outages. Now is the time to prepare for that.
Yeah. Well, it's currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have our temperatures, again, like Ashley had said, breezy and showers with our highs will be 47. Our overnight lows of 47. I'll get this straight, I promise. Showers tomorrow, Tuesday, with temperatures around 51, overnight lows of 46, and Wednesday calls for rain and patchy fog with overnight lows of 42, highs of 42, overnight lows of 46. Throughout the week, kind of the same thing with rain, 54, overnight lows of 47, and that goes on until Friday. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where customers are their warm friends. 365-3793.
Hey, by the way, speaking of weather, the snowpack is at 160% of what it normally is at this time of the year. But it's too soon to see if we're out of drought. I didn't realize this, but like in this case, 78 inches of snow will only result in 20 inches of water.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
I guess it must be
20 inches of water. 20 inches of water is a lot.
Well, no, it absolutely is, but I'm just saying is you would think would be like, at least half.
Okay, with us this morning is James Masada and Rhonda Ball, and Rhonda Alvey Ball. I just texted her. But I mean,
no, Linda's on a mission here with you all.
I just feel like there's a song called Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. I got love in my tummy. I don't know who does that, but maybe Ashley can look it up.
Never heard it. It must be too old.
It is. It's probably a generation older than you, but it's in my generation. I don't know. It's not the monkey.
I thought it was.
Okay, so see if you can play that a little bit. But that's what happens when you come on for me. Aww. When you guys come on the air, I feel like I have this family that makes me feel like, oh, no matter what's going on in the world. And I don't know. Let's start with you, Rhonda. How are you feeling? Like there's a breath of perhaps new beginnings with 2022.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. You know what? I have a lot of great ideas in my head that are just bouncing around for not only my work, but also I'm a board member for Riverfront. So we've got some exciting things happening with that, too.
And yet, in her head, she's got the great ideas, but in her hand, she's got the matchbook for the next dumpster fire.
But you just had your daughter and four grandchildren during this crazy air, yes. whatever it was, fly in and surprise you for Christmas.
Yes, and that was, I was so depressed about Christmas because I've never spent Christmas without them. So I didn't even put Christmas decorations up this year.
Wow.
I was just so down in the dumps. And then my sister said she was going to celebrate Christmas early on the 23rd. So Daryl and I showed up at her house and walked up the driveway, and out came all my grandkids and my daughter, and I was just blown away.
Did you cry?
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm crying hearing about it. Because that's the spirit.
Yep. And that was, it was amazing.
And that's the future of, you know, the future generations that, you know, so that is, insightful and delightful and positive and all those good things. So right. I think that your, enjoy is really about, and we begin January like, okay, we went through 4 months of fires. We've gone through what it is to kind of go through, you know, depressions in the sense that maybe friendships and society and things that we just can't even believe what's happening. Now it's time to turn a new leaf. Mm-hmm. And so, James, can we go to you and say, James, what was it like for you with this new store? We know that you work like a crazy, unbelievable pack mule to go from the Enjoy store there and move it.
Which, by the way, he resembles.
And opened it. And you still keep present in all of that. Come on the show. Do your other shows with Nigel and stuff like that. Tell us your experience.
You know, gosh, there's a lot to that. Lot on the back of the pack mule.
Yeah.
Overall, it was actually a really great experience. Some of the hardest work of my life, but yet, like, fully rewarding. Because, you know, it was a transition, right, from the old to the new. So, just excitement, fear, joy, a lot of discovery, you know, in a new location, taking things apart, rebuilding stuff.
Details.
Yeah, got to reacquaint with, you know, my dearest friends at work. Because when you go through that kind of change and transition and everybody has to pull together to make something happen, you get to see everybody's good side.
And Marjan was there.
Yeah, Marjan actually.
She's going to be working with us.
Great, that's fantastic.
Marjan is?
Yeah.
Again, yes.
But she always says during the holidays, typically, but this time.
Marjan does?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's how I
first met. The Marjan we know?
Yeah, that's the Marjan. I knew, that's how I met Marjan, was through Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's, she comes during the holidays.
She's a hard worker.
Yeah, but she's she has a permanent job now where she's going to be in the office with Rhonda doing a bunch of things.
That's fantastic.
Different. So, yeah.
Good.
It's great. And it was a really great holiday season. I just want to thank the North State for their support and supporting our move and our change and coming in and shopping and buying local. And
It's not hard to support you guys.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, I mean, it's not hard supporting you guys. I mean, you provide a magazine that is, you know, national level quality. Your store pushes the local people, the goods they make. It's one-stop shopping, really, for any things, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas presents, any of those things.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of expansion in the new location that allows us to do a lot more fun things. I mean, for instance, we've partnered with Bernsini, so we have Brandy over there that's there on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Cool.
From 4 till 8.
That's a nice date night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but it allows us to have wine sales to go into people's gift crates.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So it just really rounds things out. And so this coming Friday will be First Friday, and I think we have a fiddle trio that's going to be playing, so we have live music.
Wait a minute. When we say fiddle, there's a difference between violins and fiddles.
They're fiddles, from what I understand.
And this fiddlers. Is country or bluegrass?
I'm not really sure. I have to look back at my text.
Doesn't matter.
Text.
This is cool.
Well,
this
no,
field.
It is. Either one would be cool.
Yeah.
But
I don't know who it is. It texts me and I said, sounds great.
You have you have people who do violin concertos. Then you have people that play Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Right.
Okay? I mean, this is what...
And sometimes people can do both.
But it's rare.
Oh, well, where I got that from, that'll just show you the misinformation right here on KCNR.
Okay.
There'll be a three-piece band.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It'll be a three-piece band from now on. Before he speaks, we'll vet him.
That's fantastic.
Yes, you have to.
Put him on pause for 10 seconds.
Facts.
Well, that's fantastic.
Oh, she turned me off.
Is that what they're called? Oh, I was going to say a...
Sorry. Fact checking needs to be done on my, you know.
So. Oh, I thought the band was called fact checking.
Why I got fiddles, I don't know.
I
see fiddles in my head.
That's all right. So we're...
that's okay. It's better than seeing... You know,
yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Rhonda Ball, Alvy, and... what are you laughing at?
Well, you got to get Ball in there someplace.
Yeah.
Hey, that's okay with me because she will always be Rhonda Ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still even say
oh, yeah,
myself,
you hyphenate.
So.
You hyphenate.
And James Masada
from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. So happy to hear about expansions and what's happening with the magazine and wellness. And we're going to go into the magazine after this break and talk about some of the articles as well.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not, well, it is too late to get your last, you know, haircut of the year, but you can get your new haircut of the year by giving them a call at 244-9478. It's a great place to get your haircut. The only place I've had my haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. And considering we're starting the last Thursday of this month with Ted Leidy and I with a show called Man Something. We haven't figured it out yet, or maybe something. So, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now's the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Upon your knee with tea for two and two for tea.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here with Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
From 7 to 9, Monday through Friday.
As we celebrate 13 years of being on the air, and since we kind of roll it over 12, 13. We're going to be married 15 next year. So we are.
I think it's 12, honey.
It's 12. I think it's 13. But anyway.
We had our 14th wedding anniversary.
Yep.
Yeah, just
Saturday.
Recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we,
happy anniversary, baby.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for all those kind comments.
Yes, yeah. And so we feel the same in the fact that we celebrate and welcome once again in this brand new year of 2022 in the calendar, the first Monday of the month with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. We've seen them go from the Enjoy the magazine and the blowing up of the Enjoy store. Moving into the next big segment of the Enjoy, the move with the Enjoy, the expansion into 13 counties, communities with the magazine. And so we celebrate you today and all the things that we can go in through the details. But the tea for two was because there's an article on tea, and I don't know if you guys know that, but Carl loves his tea.
Oh, you're a tea drinker.
No, I'm a tea guy, and it's got to be loose tea. Do not give me a bag of tea, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, you might as well just hand me.
How about does somebody so conservative drink tea when really you should have been dumping it in the harbor?
You think he's conservative, but he's not that conservative.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'm just kidding. We talk about tea. I've watched Gurkhas drink tea and then take out their kukaris, knives, and attack. You know, I'm thinking, well, if it's good for them. You know what? Here's what I enjoy about tea, and it's not the foo-foo tea, okay? If it says, oh, non-caffeine, I spit. And then I have my own, Linda bought me my own little teapot that I can just put the tea in there, put the hot water in, and then, I mean, immediately you can have tea.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw this, that you've got tea there, and now I have little tins. People have given me little tins of tea from all over.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's cool about tea.
Enjoy so much.
Tea is one of those things that is steeped in, did you see that, steeped?
Yes.
In deep tradition all over the world.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So when I lived in Hong Kong, very British to have high tea.
Mm.
And high tea.
It's my favorite thing.
Yes. Consists of the little cucumber sandwiches and the little, you know, with the four trays up on top, and it's a dressy, you know, you're served with the white gloves, the servers. It's very, it's kind of like how you celebrate your day or you come together for high tea. That happened because at that point Hong Kong was British ruled. But if you watch some of the older films that are British, you'll see they'll just look at somebody. If they can't handle it, they'll go, tea? It just breaks. So, like, shall we have tea? They don't know how to, you know, it just was bad manners to ever have a comment.
Okay, put a cup in your mouth.
Yeah. So, tea time is the literary genius of novelty tins. Novelty tins.
Novelty and novel tea. And they're so creative. All of the teas are books. I mean, named after books, but in a fun way,
Ashley?
Like War and Peach.
I have actually consumed a lot of these. They have the picture of Earl Grey I got for last year Christmas from my editing buddy, and absolutely loved it. It was phenomenal. It had a little bit of rose, which I don't normally have in my Earl Grey, but they did a great job.
Yes.
And it came in a cute little novel.
Book that's adorable. Anne of Green Tea Gables. There's... Gosh, this is really...
So, Rhonda, because I have been busy in the store and haven't engaged in this month's magazine, are these there own teas, or they buy these teas to put into their store?
These are their teas. Yes.
They make these teas?
Yes.
Where are they?
They're in Aetna.
They're in Aetna, too?
They're in the Ramshaw's Home Boutique, Savory Cafe in McLeod.
Oh, in McLeod.
Yeah. And
they sell them all over the place.
Yeah, through U.S. and
this
Canada.
This we need in our store.
Huh?
I said, this we need in our store.
Yeah,
it's a local.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Like that. Then I wouldn't have to go up there to buy more tea.
They're just really cute and clever and...
Let's get clear. You have your magazine, and you have 13 counties. So you're talking many, many articles reflect upon, let's say, Shasta County, Siskiyou County, Humboldt County. And this is, of course, about people who have this kind of tea, make this tea in another county. So, and that's what we celebrate, is the fact that your magazine covers other counties as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The boys are having fun over here.
I guess.
We're just looking at ads.
No, no.
Because you have very entertaining ads in here.
Uh-huh.
Plus all the real great stories. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, you saw what I was laughing at.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like bloopers.
Okay. I have no idea what's on his mind.
I love
okay.
this, though. What a great
it's really
idea.
Cute. Yeah.
It is. You know what? When somebody comes up with a novel idea uh-huh. like that.
Novel?
A novel idea.
Boy,
like
we're
this.
Just full of it today.
And
I need a rim shot button.
I know.
Okay, well, why don't we find it and put it on the on our? There you go.
Yeah,
we can. Have the technology.
We have the technology. Okay, so tea time. It comes out of Mount Shasta, and you can buy it in a number of different places, including online. But pretty soon, you'll be able to buy it and enjoy the store.
That's the plan.
What was the mood before? We've got just about 4 minutes left before we have to take our break, and we do have the whole next half hour as well. But James, you know, working in the store, what was the mood of the people this year?
You know, the mood of people was, I would have to say, pretty positive.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you had kindness
yes.
in standing if they had to wait in line, if they...
Majority, yes.
The majority, okay.
Yep. It was...
That's nice to hear.
It was better this year than last year, for sure.
Wow. That's great to hear.
Yeah, and I when you talked to most people, they were, you know, because we did a lot of apologizing, saying, hey, thank you for coming in and finding us in the move, and, you know, we're nowhere near... done.
Right.
Our vision has not been fulfilled in this location yet, but we're working on it, and that'll have to come after the new year. But we got up and running as fast as we could to serve.
That's great. Y'all did great.
And people were like, oh, no, you know, you guys are great. We wouldn't want any other, you know, we wouldn't want any other way or, you know, whatever. They were always pretty, very positive.
A lot of
supportive.
Yeah.
Left the shelves. I mean, they sold a lot. I went in there on Friday because I was off all week, and I went in on Friday, and we have back stock in the back.
No, in our mid-bay, yeah, that's one
I
of the blessings of the new location is warehouse space.
You've got a lot more room now.
Oh, it's like Mother Hubbard's cupboard.
I couldn't believe it. It's like, holy
Did you
moly.
Have a certain particular product? I know you've always had some in the past that it's hard to keep in, which is the peanut, the brittle. And
That was a tough one again this year.
Right. The beer.
But what do you have something else this year that people were particularly
just
fond
off
of?
The
yeah.
You know, it was very much a... foodie Christmas. Also, we sold a lot of wood products.
Mm.
Lots of beautiful, and pottery. We had some beautiful, beautiful pottery this year. Big, big pottery pieces and big, actually, wood pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that really moved this year. People were buying beautiful, like, show-stopping pieces for family and friends that, you know, that they could put out and people would comment. We have a gentleman... his name, Reno is his last name, and he, and his son do wood turning, and, one of the Record Searchlight, reporters came in and asked to do a story on them, and they did, and it blew up, but him and his, son do, turned bowls that have live edges that are burnt.
I saw that. Oh my gosh.
From the fires.
From the fires.
Yeah, and literally every single piece that he brought in sold within a day.
Wow.
So it was,
and they're
magnificent.
And this
pieces.
Was something that they just got into together.
Yeah.
And then now they've turned it into a very,
could
be a very lucrative business.
No, it is. The challenge for them is being able
have
to,
enough time.
Yeah, to produce them. Yeah.
And you know, we're starting to see that from people that you know they're looking for more employees. They're I really believe that we're going to turn the corner this year.
on COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That one way or the other, we are just going to, you know, suck it up and just say,
I hope so, because our little experience, Rhonda has stepped in a role because she has four more slots open of things that she can do for the company, because she only has 99, and she said she'll do 104. But anyway,
more things to do.
Yeah, responsible for. She's helping me with scheduling and stuff for like that of employees.
Okay.
But for holidays, we wanted to hire holiday help.
Sure.
And Rhonda was great and went out and put ads in and things like that for holiday help. And I think we got, what, how many responses?
We got several responses.
Good.
I set up four appointments and one person
showed
up.
One person showed up. You know what? No matter what the business is, this is what we're hearing.
Yeah.
This is what we're hearing.
But, I mean, hello, you know, I'd like the job. You want to interview? Yes. Okay, here's the interview.
Yeah.
This is the time and date. Can you confirm? Yes, I'll be there on this time and date. And not even
nothing.
But, you know, the thing is that it was probably a good thing because training somebody during the holidays would have been a nightmare.
That's true. That's
true. Would have been a nightmare. And I think that some people maybe apply for jobs so that they can tell the unemployment office that they applied for jobs.
Well, I think that's true because we've heard about that. And as far away as Texas, people applying for a masseuse job in a spa that were welders. And they said, you've never done this. I know, but... But essentially, they were applying for a job so they could take it back.
Uh-huh. Well, they have the email showing that they had an appointment, right?
Sure.
And all they have to do is just say, I went to the appointment and I didn't get paid.
They didn't like me.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Let's start off this year talking about SST Oil. These people are just outstanding employers, an outstanding company. This is an all-American employee-owned company. That's right. They deliver the fuel all over the western United States. They are right in the front of the fire lines, helping our firefighters and the aircraft. And they are bringing fuel to them. They are the sellers of, that's probably the wrong kind of word, sellers. They are the people who, they are the marketers.
Facilitate.
They facilitate you getting your Toyo heater or Toyo water heater so you can have a warm house and hot water all the time. They are always looking for good employees. They have the CFN card, which is good in 62,000 different areas. And they support our community. SST Oil supports our community. Their CEO, Bill Casparino, has worked his way up from the ranks. And so he knows what it's like to work and to work hard. Give him a call at 241-1167. Good people there. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Store. They, too, Enjoy the Magazine, are good people.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us via your iPhones, your computer, or you can hop on here and get into our chat room, as many of you have. And
I can hear Linda through the mic typing. It's so funny.
I know. It's just, well, I Facebooked our kids because we were talking about the wood and the boards and the bowls, and we sent them a board that we bought at the store, and they didn't mention it. So I was like,
Did they get it?
Yeah. Did you get the board?
Did we send it, or did you?
No,
send
we
it?
Sent okay. it. But my head was full, and I had a boo-boo in kind of cross packaging
thing. Some stuff went to a friend of ours.
Anyway, so she said, yes, I forgot to mention it. We love it. So okay. There you go, because it was a beautiful handmade board.
No, I like the sound of women's fingernails tapping on things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what that was about. So
there's little things that I find very funny that, you know, heels walking across the room. I love the sound of my wife's lipstick bag that she holds when she closes it. It snaps.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Like, they're just little things that, like, make my hair stand up on the back of my neck,
like
right?
Like the bolt of an M60 machine gun.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. There's a lot of those. A lot of those things, too.
Thanks, honey. I wish you would say something nice, like, oh, when my wife, you know. But no, it goes down to guns.
When I hear the tapping of fingernails.
Yes, that's cool.
I like the little spinner on the Game of Life.
I like the sound of a champagne cork.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That always makes my heart happy.
Yep. Yeah, funny things that you just, you'll hear and you'll go, huh.
Yeah.
When I walk into the barn and my horse nickers at me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And comes over.
Aww.
And goes, where have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the horse's face, their mouth. Oh. So soft.
And they smell.
They smell good. I know. I've never met a horse with bad breath.
you lean down and you blow into their nostrils, and then they blow back, because that's what horses do with each other, and kind of like sharing like that.
They always smell like hay.
Yeah, they do. Ours is a hay processing machine. Let me tell you. Okay, on page 32 or 33.
I like the sound of Carl when he giggles.
Oh.
And he giggles, and it's really cute. It's like the little boy in him comes out, and that's just precious.
It is, because he makes faces, too, that are funny, that are like a little kid sometimes I see. He made one just a few minutes ago at you for, I don't remember what it was, but I thought, oh, that's like a child. It's so cute.
Thanks a lot, guys.
I
love it.
He's your man child.
Yeah, totally. and vice versa. Well, speaking of what it is to care for somebody, like we're talking about, we have a spa right here that I've never been to, but I'm curious about it. And there's an article regarding, she's a chiropractor, and next door they've opened up a wellness spa that has what? I don't know. Let's talk about the article on this wellness issue.
I have never been here either, but it sounds pretty amazing.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah, yes.
We should interview them.
Yeah. So, and I don't even know what a salt room is, but they do have a salt room.
Salt room? A salt room or salt room?
Salt. No, a salt, like S-A-L-T.
I was going to say, an assault room. That sounds relaxing.
A Himalayan salt wall and halotherapy. And, I mean, they have all these different kinds of treatments. And
soft-packed flotation bed.
Yes.
It allows customers to float weightless while covered in a variety of treatments, with moor mud mixed with organic olive oil being the most popular. What if they just spray that on you? You know, so you're just kind of floating.
Well,
like a little mud pie.
Yeah.
You're floating in the water.
If you get closer, read into the article further, the Europeans, they do. A spa day and treating yourself, you know, we think of the Europeans, they walk a lot, they eat differently than we do, and they do take care in themselves as far as like a spa day is part of a regular routine. And
by the way, this is called what, the Healing Corner?
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's called the Healing Corner.
Which is a cute name. But, you know, what's so clever about it, as you're saying, is I'm assuming you said his wife was a chiropractor. You could get adjustments, right? And then once you're done having your adjustments, then you could go over to the spa section and actually,
right,
you know, try to relax and allow those adjustments to take hold and, you know, I guess your wellness goes, it's like a double
mm-hmm.
shot, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they opened in 2019, and it's a collaborative effort.
Husband and wife, and,
yeah,
and her daughter is also a chiropractor. She lost her home in the car fire, so she moved away, but comes back every couple of weeks and does treatments, chiropractic treatments.
So just to kind of, I've gone on their site, halotherapy is also known as dry salt therapy. It's a holistic approach that mimics the microclimate of a salt cave. So you're not really in a salt cave. Dry salt is heated, ground up, and then dispersed into an enclosed environment through a unique process generated by a halogenerator. When these micro-sized particles are inhaled into the respiratory system, they do their job by absorbing and removing allergens, toxins, mm-hmm. and foreign substances in your lungs and throughout your respiratory tract.
Yeah, and you know what? It's very interesting, but they've done a study on surfers who spend a lot of time in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and they do a lot of inhaling of spray or, you know,
salt.
When
mm-hmm.
the waves break,
sure,
it goes airborne, and so they're inhaling a lot of salt particles.
Okay.
And I guess from what I've read in the studies they've done on surfers, that they have some of the, I don't know, clearest airways or, you know.
Really?
And purest, yeah, because the salt, you know, salt acts as a preservative as well. So in turn, it creates an environment where a lot of, like what they were saying here, microbes can't thrive. But because of the, I don't know, the salt alkalinity or something like that. So that mm-hmm. makes sense. I mean, yes,
if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know.
And so then I was also reading actually last night about Alzheimer's and how they're saying that now they believe it's a microbiome, like your gut.
Wow.
But I guess there's the second head is in your nasal cavity.
Okay.
And that if they're finding one common thread through people with Alzheimer's, and that is their biome in their nasal cavity is not right.
Isn't that interesting?
Well,
and I would,
no, because I've seen, too, the new treatments they're talking about mm-hmm. is that they think they may be able to treat Alzheimer's,
yeah,
you know, by finding what you were just talking
yep.
about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because once you've isolated that
yeah.
now how do you treat that? Do you
yes.
just eradicate it?
It's a really good thing because
yeah.
I have, it's in my family.
Uh-huh.
My mom has it and her parents had it and both of them did. So
I'll send you
I'll
send you both of the videos that I've been watching
that.
Because they were saying this mm-hmm. one doctor says now that they've done enough studies and have enough research that nobody should get Alzheimer's if you take care of yourself in that that it does have a family history, and there is a gene. And if you have it once, you're I don't remember how many times more, but you can actually carry the second gene, and then it increases it again. But he said that he believes strongly that even if you were to have both genes, if you were to treat yourself or take care of yourself proactively on one side, that there's still no reason why you should get Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. By taking some kind of meds or
They're talking about it's a actually handful of things that you would do. It's not just one thing, and that's what they're saying, is that medicine in the United States is looking at things the wrong way. We always want to know the why or whatever, mm-hmm. instead of worrying about the why and then offering, you know, X, Y, and Z, and right. not worrying about which one's doing most.
Well, we're the drive-through, the quick fix society, so rather than thinking about,
instead of
living
a certain lifestyle.
The healing room, the walking, the massage, the toxin-free, everything, and like in the European, everything is in small, it's not this American, like, huge breakfast that goes on for, it's like small portions, but walking, and again, a lifestyle that's a little bit different. I'm not bashing what we are, but we do have a tendency to be a quick fix, give me a pill, it's done.
Well, this kind of ties into another article. We've got to take a break here, but it's like fine wine, about how to live, on page 16, about how to live a better life as you age, mm-hmm. and why not age gracefully. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by. Weep not for
years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, the first Monday in January, the 3rd of January, 2022. 8:50 in the morning, and it's got rain coming. Oh, it's rain is here. I don't know where they're saying rain's coming, but it's here.
It's here.
41 degrees out there, going all the way up to a whopping 47. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And Tobacco and Brew is bringing us this segment. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 6 days a week, and they've got the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. All your tobacco needs at Tobacco and Brew. And like I said, they're open Monday through Saturday. 8:51 in the morning, our guests are Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy, I haven't said in a long time,
The Empire.
Like fine wine.
It's funny, as we go through the magazine, though, it reminds me of things that I need to do.
Yeah, I know.
I'm writing little notes to myself.
So I'm sitting here looking at the recipe, one of the recipes that we have this year. It's From the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop is our feature for the quarter that we do. So once a quarter, we reach out to a local regional restaurant that gives us a recipe that you can actually obviously recreate at home, but also they will be selling it for the month that they are featured in the magazine. And so From the Hearth did a tomato basil soup, and it just reminded me of, we have to provide them still, I think, don't we, with all the table talks and posters.
Yes. In fact, I had dinner there last night with Carrie and Kimberly.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, fun.
And they both got the soup, and I said, and I got there late. Uh-huh. They had already ordered, and I said, oh, that looks just like what we have in our magazine.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I know.
Imagine that. And then I also yesterday got an email from Blake Fisher.
Uh-huh.
And
oh.
He said that he was so excited, he just made the recipe that was the From the Hearth recipe.
Oh,
and
the
he
soup
sent
itself?
Me a picture of it, and he said it was so good.
Oh, good. Yeah, because the other one is from Terry. There's another recipe in here that's called Shuffle Off to Buffalo. It's cauliflower, buffalo cauliflower. So this is kind of a alternative to, obviously, if you're not a meat eater, this would be kind of a vegetarian dish. And these are the cauliflower florets that have been created with buffalo sauce and dipping sauce and stuff, which I, you know.
Kind of like buffalo wings, except.
Yeah, this is what I have to eat with my diabetes, so this is the stuff that I turn to, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so.
No, cauliflower buffalo.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? If you know, a lot of people, like when I buy a burrito from Taco Bell, it's not the burrito. Mm-hmm. It's their hot sauce, which I have an affinity for.
Isn't that funny? That's what I do too. I like the hot. I'm like my pork.
How many
whatever
hot sauce? I have one burrito and 12 hot sauces. Yeah. I squeeze it on there. I take
every bite.
Yep. Squeeze it on again. Take another bite. Yeah.
Yep.
And do you like?
You're not alone.
Yeah. I do the hot. I don't do the fire. I don't do the mild. I do hot. Okay. So you can do the same thing then. And then you have your cauliflower, which is,
right,
quote, healthier for you. Yep. We don't know. I don't know if they've done studies on cauliflower. It could cause problems.
Cauliflower is a good healthy.
And this article actually is mostly about cauliflower, and then it has the recipe, but it talks about the different ways you can incorporate cauliflower into your everyday meals.
big time cauliflower. Riced cauliflower is the thing right now, too. It's been for a while, you know.
And pizza crust is a big
yeah.
thing.
Last year, during Super Bowl weekend, Americans chowed down on 1.42 billion chicken wings. That's a 2% crazy. Increase from the previous year.
Poor chickens.
As long as people are sitting around watching TV and maybe drinking a beer, wings will remain in the game, said Tom Super, National Chicken Council spokesman.
Those statistics to me are always mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Because you think, what did you say?
1.42 billion chicken wings.
So if you, obviously there's two wings to every chicken, hopefully, unless it's mutated. So you have to cut that in half, but that's a lot of chickens.
It is, but see,
and that's just a wing.
You've taken that wing, which is that little small
bit
part, and now you've used that, so it's not, you're not throwing it away.
Yeah.
So think of it like that.
Yeah.
That besides the chicken breast and the chicken legs,
mm-hmm.
now you can have. And speaking of chicken wings, Maxwell's right down the street here.
Mm-hmm.
If I may say this is unsolicited, has the best chicken wings around.
Oh.
And I always like the little drumsticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you dip them in blue cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not lately, but when I do, that's what I do.
So with having diabetes, you have to steer away from anything that has to do with carbs.
Yeah, and obviously sugar. Sugar in itself in any way is the thing, but actually most people think about that all the time as sugar, and then they forget about carbs. So
and
for me,
ketchup.
Yeah, it's carbs.
Which is
sugar.
Which is the only reason to buy French fries.
French fries is like literally eating a bowl of sugar for me.
Yeah. And ketchup is, everybody thinks the condiment isn't
so
sugar,
I was the
but
other
it's
day,
totally loaded.
You know, my wife and I forget sometimes it's hard because she brought me some pudding, like the hot on stove pudding mm-hmm. that was sugar free. And of mm-hmm. course we were like, oh, and I took like three bites and then all of a sudden I was like, okay, it's sugar-free, but what makes up the body? Like, there's got to be some ingredient in it, right? So I grabbed the box. It was 18 grams of carbs per serving, and there's four servings per box. So it was like, it's like just its body, the starches itself, would be for me just like deadly sugar. I mean, and I was like, oh, God, I forget. You have to think about the body.
Yeah,
right?
Just because it says sugar-free.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't add any sugar, but the whole thing is sugar.
I always look at things when I buy things. The first thing I look at is not the calories, but the carbs.
Carbs, yep.
And then now protein.
Yep.
Hey, we've got about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left and hundreds of pages in the magazine that we didn't even get to touch
on. Oh, it's just wonderful to hear all about the store and what's going on. What's happening with Riverfront?
We are working on Dracula, which will open towards the end of January. And then Steel Magnolias will be next.
And I always try to tell people that this is not Dracula. This is a comedy.
It's a comedy, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people might think, oh, Dracula, it's going to be scary and dark. And that might not be in their wheelhouse, right? Yeah. But this is actually truly
a comedy.
There was a
comedy.
Funny movie out that starred George Hamilton years ago that was he played Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
Well, he also was in Zorro.
Love at First Bite, I think it was called. Yeah. Love at First Bite.
But he also did Zorro, the Gay Blade.
Yes, I remember that one, too.
Boy, was that funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, there's a whole thing on here as well about the Living Trust. And, of course, as people are making the New Year's resolutions, it's very important to think about where your finances are, what are your wishes,
mm-hmm.
what do you want to do with your life's work. You know, it's something has to happen with that.
Okay, so...
And then there's we also on page 50 have California Adventure District Experience. It's a 2022 adventure. Again, a bucket list. Climb to the top of Mount Shasta. What other things? Forest bathing
not
in the Redwoods.
Not this week.
Kayaking the Smith River. Hiking the PCT. Hike the Lost Coast Trail. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you could do. So that's another great article that we have in there. There's a great article in here called Leaving a Legacy, Keeping It Healthy at Sonry Family Foods. This is a line that we carry at the Enjoy Store, and this is a family business, and they specialize in all kinds of nuts, and this is what we carry as far as for all of our flavored nuts and candied nuts and nut butters and pistachios and almonds, cashews, all that kind of stuff. So this is really great. They're a great company. They have a nice little gift store too down where they're located, and I think it's like the Corning area.
Is it Orland?
Orland, yeah, sorry. I can
Orland is really cute. You know, I think we forget.
Orville.
Oh, okay. Well, Orland is still cute. Yeah. There's a whole little thing going on down in there. But thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next month. But you always have your show here. We're going to continue with 2022 with Enjoy the Store that is on the...
Third Thursday of each month.
So also, we can cover tomorrow, a lot of that stuff there.
Tomorrow, we're going to have Dr. Doug Craig and I. We're going to be discussing again, how do we get people kind of thinking along, not thinking along the same lines, but being able to discuss things when you're diametrically opposed and not end up in a silo.
That's a good thing.
Well, we've talked about this before, and there are ways of doing that. And we're also going to have Dale Ball on, who is running for District 2 Supervisor in the recall. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?